All right, we're going to the Word of God, amen, and asking God that He would bless you today and pour His Spirit out. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we ask that You would bless you today and pour Your Holy Ghost anointing out on the message today. Lord, uplift our spirits, encourage our spirits. And God, we ask You, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, to just bless to the uttermost here. And Lord, for all around the world today that people are listening to us, God, that they might be touched, uplifted in spirit. God, You're the God that makes a way where there seemeth none. And Lord, we'll surely and truly give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God is a supernatural God. Amen. And God is able to keep His word and perform that which He has said. Amen. And God is able, and He has proved it by all the things that He has done and all the creation and all the things been since the creation. God was faithful. Amen. He was faithful in the creation of all things. Amen. And He was in the redemption plan. God has been faithful. He said, I will provide for myself a lamb. Amen. And that's what Abraham prophetic utterance said. God will provide for Himself a lamb. The Bible said that Jesus was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. And God was faithful in that creation. He was faithful in the redemption plan. And God will also be faithful in the restitution of all things. Amen. God will restore, amen, back to man the perfect state of the garden, amen, that sin destroyed by the disobedience of the first Adam, by the obedience of the second Adam, which is referred to as Jesus Christ. He will restore to the fullness everything, amen. And listen, sin has took and made havoc of things, of this world, amen. But listen, amen, remember the story of Mount Carmel with Elijah, how that he had to repair the altar after those that sat at Jezebel's table, and those the prophets of the groves, those that was perverse in the sight of God. Amen. All these men and all these that sat there that day, amen, God had brought them together and said, how long do you halt between two opinions? If God be God, we'll serve God. If Baal be God, we'll serve Baal. But I'm here to tell you, I don't believe that the man of God ever intended to worship or bow down to Baal. He said it that it might be put before the people. How long do you halt between those two opinions? But you notice when it come time for the evening sacrifice, you notice how it said the man of God had to rebuild and restore the altar. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. Sin has made a havoc on this world. Amen. And on this country. Amen. Sin has wrecked and tore up homes and lives. Amen. And God is faithful in the promise of restoration to all that'll call upon His name. If you'll walk in faith, if you'll walk in grace, if you'll walk in the Spirit of God, amen, you will not give in to the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Amen. But you will walk in the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, you'll mind the things of the Spirit. Because if you don't walk in the Spirit, the carnal man is enmity against God. He can't even see the will of God. He can't even see the way of God. He can't even find the way of God. Amen. Somebody shout glory. Amen. I'm telling you here today, if you'll walk in the Spirit, you'll have the mind of Christ. And He said He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. He had this mind in Him. And God said, have that same mind within you. Amen. We are as we think. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Most of the world is stooped in gloom and doom. They're telling you it's bad and getting worse. But I'll tell you something, in God it's good and getting better. Amen. Hallelujah. If it gets any better, I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel this joy down within. I feel this peace down within. Amen. He's in control. He's got the situation in hand. And I know God's going to take care of me. Amen. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening this morning that needs to hear that, to know that God is going to take care of you. You've lost hope, amen. You've lost faith, and you need to be encouraged, amen. I remember how the Word of God, amen, and instructs us, amen, how that we are to encourage ourselves, amen. If we're to think upon these things, amen. And let me tell you something, if you think on the virtues of God, if you think on the glory of God, if you think on the wholeness of God, if you think on the righteousness of God, amen. And those are the things that you set your mind on. Because he said to set your mind, your affections, not on things of this world, amen. But set them, amen, on God. Set them on the world, amen, that God has promised through his word, amen. Set your affections, he said, on things above. Amen. Our blessings come from above. Our blessings come from God. And if we set our affections, amen, on those things, and they become our priorities. Amen. See, a lot of people's got everything in the world before God and wonder why they don't have God. God is a righteous God, and he said, I'll have no other gods before me. If we have God, amen, he will be number one in our lives. Amen. You got to give up the world. Amen. They were singing that song this morning. Amen. You got to have a house cleaning. Amen. It has come sometime that the rubbish got to go. You just got to get too much stuff underfoot. And you can't get around without stumbling. And you got to get, amen, and you got to clean it out. And clean and get rid of all the rubbish. Amen. So that, amen, you can walk through, amen, and not stumble and fall. Well, that's the way it is. Amen. We have to clean up, amen, a lot of times and let God come in by his spirit and drink from the fountain of living waters that won't ever run dry, and drink till we get a drink of that cool water. See, he said to that woman at the well, if you'd have knew who I was, if you only had the idea of who I am, and if you would have asked of me, he said, I would have given you waters. Amen. See, he said, this water you get from Jacob's well, it'll only quench the thirst for a season, amen. But he said, I've got some waters, and if you take of these waters, they'll spring forth, amen, in your inward parts, and they'll gush out like a fountain. Did he not say in the Old Testament, there is a river, there is a fountain that's flowing from Emmanuel's vein, and that living waters will bubble up inside of you. It'll be like a fountain, it'll be like a river flowing. There'll be peace, there'll be joy, there'll be happiness. He said, if you'd ask of me, I'll give you waters, and you'll never, 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 never thirst again. We need to come to him and ask of him for that living water and take a drink. And when that water flows, there's healing within it. There's victory within it. There's power within it. Amen. Glory to God. My prayer is you can grasp what I'm saying here today. You can grasp what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. You find a peace. Amen. It's a peace like a river. It's a, amen. It's a peace. It's a joy. Amen. And it's springing up within you, a fountain, that brand new creation, that brand new man that's been birthed in you, not after the likeness of the first Adam, but after the likeness of the second Adam. Amen. After the likeness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then, amen, within, amen, within, amen, then you can know of that joy. You can know of that peace. You can know of that victory. The world all around you can be crumbling. Amen. There can be distress on every side and every hand. There can be a storm raging. But it makes no difference, amen, if you've got that peace and you've got that victory. Amen. You've got that joy of the Lord within you. Amen. It makes no difference, amen, what's going on or what's happening, because God Almighty, amen, is moving, and he pilots our ship, amen, and he is at the helm, amen. And we sail the stormy seas, amen, but we'll fear no alarm. The tempest may rise, amen, but we'll have no alarm, because he is that haven of rest, amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that's what we've got to have. Amen. And we have an ability. Amen. Through God. God gives us an ability. Amen. To rejuvenate. As I said, he was faithful in all that he done. In creation. In the redemption plan. In the restoration and restoring of all things. Amen. And he, that which sin has tucked away, that which sin has done in our lives, God by his Spirit, amen, he replaces and he restores, and we have victory, amen. Glory to God. But what's going on in the world according, amen, to 1 Corinthians, amen, 2 Corinthians, amen, we find in the close of the third chapter, we see these words, now the Spirit of the Lord is that Spirit. Verse 17 of chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We have this peace. We have that liberty. Amen. We have it through the Spirit. Amen. Now we find, according to over in the fourth chapter, 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, in verse 3, it said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Amen. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is our image of God, should shine unto them. See, every person has the right today to receive. Amen. He said he was the light that shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Amen. And that light, amen, it shines into our lives, our hearts, amen. And we hold this treasure, according to verse 7, amen, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and of not of us. We are troubled on every side. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. You look what all's going on. Amen. We could spend the rest of the day of just talking about the stress and all the things that's going on. But it goes on to say, we are perplexed. Amen. But not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of God might be made manifest in our bodies. Amen. We took on Calvary. We took on the cross. We took on the working of the cross. Amen. And through that, amen, amen, he manifested. Amen. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in an all, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall, amen, present us unto you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many, now to the glory of God. And then he made this proclamation in verse 16 of chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. For which cause we faint not. Amen. For what cause? Why do we faint not? Because of Christ. Because he dwells within. Because we have become partakers of his divine nature. Amen. Because he is within us. Amen. Amen. We went through all these things. Amen. The key to it, back up there in verse 3 and 4. Those that refused to believe, their mind was darkened. Their thoughts was darkened. The truth of the message was hid to them. Amen. The world, amen, the world can't figure this thing out because they won't believe it. This is a very exclusive club. It's called a believer's club. Amen. All the benefits, you know, if you belong to this AARP, the people over 50, over 55, they've got all kind of benefits. You can get good insurance. You can get all kind of things. You can get a cheaper rate on your car insurance, cheaper rate on your insurance. I mean, they got all these things they offer you as benefit because you are a member. Amen. But if you get the Bible up or get it down off the shelf or get in that thing and figure out what the benefits of being a child of God is, and it'll blow you away. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, his retirement plan is plumb out of this world. Amen. His benefits is beyond everything, amen, that you've ever seen. Amen. He's the only one. What is them disciples said? He said to them, will you go away also? I like what they said. Where else would we go? Amen. You know, if you don't like shopping at Kmart, go to Walmart. If you don't like shopping at one of them, go over to Targets. Amen. If you're just buying a bunch of junk, a bunch of paraphernalia, and you don't like one place, you just go get it somewhere else. Go over to Sears and get it. Amen. You can find somewhere to get the paraphernalia you need. You can find somebody to sell it to you. But when it comes to grace and mercy and redemption and peace and life, there's only one source for it, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You've got to go to God. You got to go in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you got to be a part of that club called the Believer's Club. Amen. And those that are a part of that Believer's Club, then as you believe, it's something like this. The more you believe, the more he'll come real to you. You know? The more that you accept and the more you believe. Amen. I heard a guy say the other day, he said, start out by believing what you receive and what you understand. He said, now, if you don't understand the whole book yet, don't get dismayed about it. Just take each little part of it and believe it as you understand it and you receive it. And he said, this thing has a way, and it's the truth. Amen. This thing has a way of taking care of itself. Amen. It has a way that when you as a child of God say, Lord, I believe. I remember a day when I didn't know what the Holy Ghost was all about. And people said, well, you could get a baptism of it. You could receive this. You could talk in tongues. You could have the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. And I said, Lord, I don't even know what this is about. Amen. I didn't try to strut up and say, bless God, I know everything there is about it. Amen. I just went before God and I said, Lord, I know you. I know salvation, and I know I've been saved. But all this other stuff I don't know about. But Lord, if you'll show me, if you'll show me, Lord. Lord, if you'll lead the way, I'll follow. Amen. A lot of people can't get nowhere with God. The reason they can't get nowhere with God is, first of all, amen, they will not listen to instructions, and they will not take instructions, and they will not follow instructions. Amen. Amen. And they can't get nowhere. Amen. Amen. But if you take God and you take his word and you say, okay, God, this area of my life, I've got a problem. Take it to the Word, and he'll show you what to do about it. Because I tell you, if you've got a problem in the area of your life, I grant you, it's because there's an absence of the knowledge of God in that area of your life. Amen. If you've got a weakness, that weakness is because the absence of the knowledge of God in that area. Amen. You take it to God. Amen. God will give you victory to walk over the circumstances. God will give you a victory to hold on when the bottom falls out. Amen. God will give you the victory to prevail through every situation, every dilemma, and everything the devil throws. And the devil can't throw something you can't climb over top of. Amen. Do you know that? Because no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Amen. And the devil, listen, the devil, amen, he can't put more on you than what you can stand. Oh, you say, I'm just about to break down. I can't stand no more. Amen. Amen. Well, the devil can't put more on you, amen, than what you can stand. Because you know what he said he's going to do? He's going to make a way of escape. That'll preach, won't it? Amen. Amen. I mean, buddy, that, oh my. It's like going down a mountain and a big old truck and the brakes fall. Brakes fail. And you look over and there's a big old escape ramp. Amen. Don't have to go over the cliff. Don't have to go over the side of the mountain. You got an escape ramp. Amen. Oh, thank God. Amen. We got an escape ramp. Amen. So you go off in that sand. Amen. I've seen folks, amen, standing out there with trucks and they buried up to the axle and there they standing, amen, their boots halfway up with sand. But they were safe because they had a way of escape. I'm going to tell you something. When the devil says he's going to kill you, he's going to destroy you, just laugh at him and say, you can't, devil. I'm hid within the hollow of his hand. Amen. Amen. Oh, you say, them bills is crushed on me. I don't know how in the world I'll make it. Go ahead. You'll make it. Amen. Go ahead. I don't know how in the world I'm going to withstand what I'm going through. Go ahead. You can. Amen. One of the reasons, and here Paul added, he added why they was able to go on through all these things. We didn't take maybe the time we would like to on this chapter 4. But if you bear it out, Paul was telling what they had to go through, what they had went through, what a believer goes through. Amen. And all these things, amen, for all are for your sakes that the abundant grace, amen, all these things. You know, I didn't win this battle on the mountaintop. I won this battle in the valley. I got my victory through the hardships. I got my wisdom and knowledge, amen, through fighting the devil in the midst of the valley. Because it was in the valley he said he would restore our soul. Amen. You just got to keep your faith in God. You got to keep your trust in God. And you got to have that never die attitude. You got to be an old diehard. Amen. What Sears made that battery called a diehard. Amen. And man, on them cold mornings, it still had the fire to fire you. I'm telling you, God has a fire to fire you up when you're down. Amen. You just got to go to him and say, God, I refuse to quit. You're going to make a way. Because God, you are my escape ramp. And you said you wouldn't put more on me what more than I could stand. Amen. And the reason, and let me finish up with this, for which cause we faint not. Amen. Because we got God in us. Amen. Because we got the gospel within us. Because he lives within and he abides within. For this cause we faint not. Amen. But though our outward man perish, I tell people, look in the mirror, you ain't getting no prettier. Amen. Amen. Look in the mirror, that's gray. Yeah, that's what it is. Amen. Amen. I said, you were fixing something the other day and painted something with some silver paint, and I got a big streak of it in my hair, and several people were looking and said, well, look like you got a streak of something in your hair. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to get me a spray can to spray me a big old streak of it up through the middle of hair. Amen. It's already turning gray anyway. I'd really make it gray. Amen. But anyway, it was a streak of gray. I'm going to tell you something. Just stick around a while. You won't have to use a spray bottle. Amen. Tickles me, these girls, you know, they get up about 40, amen, and they first thing they do is go put a big gray streak in hair, amen. They get 50 and they go get a rinse to cover up that gray, amen. Boy, there's a big change takes place between 40 and 50, amen. By the time average lady looks 40, she wants to take on that real lady look, amen. Time she gets 50, she wants to go back and take on the girl look again. Amen. Amen. But anyway, we ain't getting no younger. We ain't getting no prettier. And you can rub all that oil lay on you want to. Amen. I tried it, but it don't work. Amen. You can get Principal Secret. Amen. You can get anything you want to. Amen. Rub it on. Bathe in it. But we, according to the word of God, this outward man is going to perish. Amen. Wife says, you know, when you get past 50, she says, things start growing on you. You know, you get moles and warts. And she said, that's one of the worst things about getting past 50 is things start growing on you. Amen. Well, this old skin, amen, it's been around. You think about it now. Amen. I got an old transmitter come out of the WHHV, and the guy, we was taking it out and was talking about, he said, boy, that thing's ancient. Ain't that thing antique? I said, watch out now. I looked at him. I said, watch out. It was made in 47, and I was born in 47. Amen. I said, no, he talked about this ancient stuff. You know, he said, that thing belongs somewhere in the archives. Amen. You know, but I look at these hands, and they've been around for almost 60 years, 59 years, you know, and they get a little wrinkled in the skin, you know. It's called aging. Bible says it's going to happen. But he goes on to say, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And that's what's keeping us, my friend, is that inward and the renewing of the spirit. That going back to God, that going to the word, that drinking from the fountain of life, those eternal life is within us and it's gushing forth. Amen. It's flowing. Amen. Today, it don't matter what you're going through, what your battle, what your trial is, come to God. If you've never accepted him and your life's in ruins, bring the pieces to him. Amen. Amen. He'll make it new for you. He'll work in your life. He'll give you victory. Amen. Lord, he's able to save the uttermost. He's able to restore and reclaim. Give him the opportunity. Amen. You'll never regret it. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for those that you're touching today, for healings, for miracles, for all that you're doing through the blood of Jesus Christ. God, we ask you, Lord, to save to the uttermost, restore, renew. Let men and women see that you're able to do above all that we ask or think according to the power of God that's working within us. Let that power work and let that renewing strength of the Lord like the eagle so that we, amen, could soar amen, and victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God love you till we come to you again. God bless you. Amen and amen and amen.